Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, December 20th, 2011. Three Palestinians are arrested in Jenin refugee camp, and another mosque is vandalised. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. In a dawn raid this Tuesday, Israeli military vehicles drove into Jenin refugee camp in the north of the West Bank and arrested three Palestinians. The three are Kamal Awad, age 24, Mazin Al-Saidi, 22, and Youssef Abu Siba, 31, and they have been taken to an undisclosed location. Soldiers also moved into the nearby town of Kabatia and installed a roadblock, and also installed a roadblock on the Jenin-Jaffa road, stopping and searching vehicles. In the fourth attack of its kind in 2 weeks, a mosque was vandalised in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Unlike the others, this mosque was not subjected to an arson attack, but the settlers spray-painted insulting slogans still, including price tag. Settlers attacked Palestinians, property and holy sites in retaliation for any attempt by the Israeli government to remove or dismantle illegal settlements in the West Bank. In a separate settler incident, five Palestinian cars were torched in the village of Betin near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. A group of several armed settlers were seen to enter the village, whereby they set the cars on fire before leaving again. This last year, and particularly over the last few months, has seen a sharp rise in settler attacks. In other news, in a neighbourhood in Silwan, East Jerusalem, Israeli bulldozers arrived and destroyed industrial stalls. The site of demolition is believed to belong to the Ibrahimi College, and Israel is trying to remove the Palestinian structures from the area in order to build a national security college. The project that the Jerusalem municipality is trying to build is on Palestinian-owned lands, including land that belongs to the Ibrahimi College. The president of Southern Sudan arrived in Israel last night, Monday, for a short 24-hour visit. The tour includes meeting senior officials and the Israeli president Shimon Peres. The South Sudanese president will also be meeting with the Israeli prime minister and defense minister. The visit remained under the radar, despite the fact that media outlets previously reported the president intends to visit Israel, but no exact date was set, and Netanyahu will also be visiting South Sudan in the new year. Israel officially recognized the new state of Southern Sudan earlier in July this year, and even offered economic aid. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, December 20th daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This was brought to you by Hussam Qassis and me, William Gibson.